Welcome to the Jaws for Windows 3.0 Features Presentation Tape. The tape is tone indexed. You can fast forward to the first beep. The table of contents follows. Beep 1, an overview of all the new changes in 3.0 Jaws for Windows. Beep 2, demonstration of the responsiveness in 3.0 for both Windows 95 and in the Windows NT environment. Beep 3, demonstration of Jaws for Windows with software synthesizers DeckTalk and FlexTalk. Beep 4, a demonstration of Jaws for Windows running in a DOS window with software synthesizers. Beep 5, the keyboard manager. Beep 6, demonstration of the keyboard help system. Table of contents for side 2. Beep 1, the dictionary manager. Beep 2, frame manager. Beep 3, script manager. Beep 4, changes with Henner Joyce in the first half of 1997 and the new Henner Joyce training facility. Beep 5, who receives Jaws for Windows 3.0 and how can you get it? Beep 6, new address, phone number, and email addresses for Henner Joyce. Welcome to the Jaws for Windows 3.0 Features Presentation Tape. My name is Eric Damery, and in this section, I'm going to talk a little bit about the differences of 3.0 from earlier versions of Jaws for Windows, try and highlight some of the major changes, and then we'll go into them individually and look at them a little closer. First of all, what's different? Well, the 3.0 Jaws for Windows is now a true 32-bit application. What is this going to mean for the user? Well, what you'll find is you'll get faster response, and you'll see that on this tape today. It's going to be much quicker. You're also going to get support for the Microsoft Speech API. This is commonly referred to as the SAPI. API is Application Program Interface. What does this mean? Well, Jaws for Windows is communicating directly with these speech APIs. We are going to be able to show you things like FlexTalk talking that supports SAPI, and since we are handling those programs now, you'll be able to get a sample of how that's going to work. There'll be many other options. Also supported with this version is Microsoft's Active Accessibility. Many programs are going to be implementing this today, and in the future you will find it in Office 97, in Internet Explorer, things like that. Active accessibility is a way that Microsoft has given the screen readers to get information about what's going on in the program and do more things with it. So the 3.0 version is going to fully support that. Now, probably the biggest change that we are going to get with the 32-bit version is support of not only Windows 95, but also Windows NT, version 4.0 currently. 5.0 is scheduled out in the future. We'll be getting that supported as well. We'll demonstrate NT today. We do have a dual boot system here, and we're going to show both environments. You can get a comparison. What you will find with the Jaws for Windows 3.0 is that whether you're going to work in just the 95 environment or whether you're going to get the Jaws for Windows that will support NT as well, all the functionality is going to be the same. If you know how to use Jaws for Windows, you'll be able to take it to either environment, and all the capabilities that are in one program will be in the other. We are developing for both at the same time. Another feature with 3.0 is support for a DOS window, both in 95 and NT. What does this mean? In the past, when you've used Jaws for Windows, you maybe have used a DOS screen reader as well, so that you could open up a DOS window and have speech there. Well, that won't be necessary anymore. The 3.0 version you'll be able to have running when you open the DOS window, and Jaws for Windows will actually be there with all its functionalities to speak in that DOS window. Now, what are some of the benefits of this feature? Well, obviously you won't need a DOS screen reader. That's going to save you some money if you have to go out and buy a DOS screen reader. Also, you're going to get a consistent interface. And this was one of the things that we know we heard over and over again in earlier versions of JAWS for Windows is people liked using JAWS for Windows, especially if they were JAWS for DOS users, because they were able to use the same screen reading commands. Well, now they'll certainly be able to use the same screen reading commands because they'll both exist in both environments. Another new feature for 3.0, the Keyboard Manager. Keyboard Manager will show you all your relevant keys in an application with a description of each of those keys. Keyboard Help, another great feature, gives you the ability to go into a mode, start pressing keys, and finding out information about that keystroke without actually implementing the keystroke. The Dictionary Manager. JAWS for Windows now has an easy way to change how words and phrases are going to be spoken. The Frame Manager. Frame Manager is an easy way to make sections of the screen speak or not speak. Script Manager. This is a replacement for our famous macros. Makes it easy to move keys around on the keyboard to suit your own preferences, and the most advanced method of configuring your screen reader. Also, you've got the ability to switch synthesizers on the fly, and you can attach an external synth while working at home, then disconnect it from your laptop, and use a software synthesizer when you're away from home. We have over 40 Windows applications supported with pre-made scripts, user-friendly, screen-sensitive help, hotkey help, and online manuals and documentation. And of course, just as with the 2.0 version of JAWS for Windows, 3.0 is going to support many of the popular Braille displays for both Windows 95 and NT. So let's get started. Now in this section of the tape, I would like to demonstrate Windows 95 with a DeckTalk Express, and let's take a look at the responsiveness of JAWS for Windows. I will go ahead and get it started. I do have a laptop here with a 101 keyboard attached, Deck Express. I've also got the DeckTalk software synthesizer installed and FlexTalk as well.
JAWS for Windows is ready for screen sensitive help. Press Insert plus F1 for JAWS help keys or help in dialog boxes. Press Insert plus H for a summary of Windows shortcut keys. Press Insert plus W, taskbar.
Okay, those messages remain the same. You've still got all your help that you had in the 2.0 version into the 3.0 version. And there have been many new improvements. We'll continue to make the help grow.
Start menu, demo apps, submenu.
Demo apps, this is just a thing that I've added to my start menu. Let's go right down to programs. I'll hit P.
P, accessories, programs.
And I'll go to accessories. We'll start with WordPad.
Enter, fax, W, leaving menus, start button, document-wordpad, edit.
All right, and let's just start typing.
P. A I at space I at X T E S T S O at space double at D chip double R D space P at D peer enter. This is a test of JFW and WordPad period.
I hit an up arrow, went back up to the line. Let's take a look at this a character at a time. I'll hit say character first.
E.
And I'll just hit a right arrow.
H I S P I F S P A S P T P F T S O F S P J F W S A N.
Now you should be able to hear my keyboard as I'm going. And as I'm pressing those right arrows, it's staying right with me. Let's go back to the beginning of the line.
Oh.
And this time I'll try a word at a time.
This is a tab of JPAD word pad period.
Very quick.
Word patch of test A is this.
It's right there with me.
T-H-I-S.
I did a spell word. All right, let's take a look at Microsoft Word and see how it does there. So I'll exit WordPad.
All F4, WordPad dialog, save changes to document question. Yes button.
I'll hit an N for no.
N. Start menu. Demo app submenu. Enter. Calculator.
I have Word under my demo app, so I'll just hit W here.
W. Windows Explorer. W. Word 7.0. Enter. Leaving menus. Start button.
Now this is
use insert plus the
Microsoft Word 7.0 from Office 95. And let's see if we can't just type in some text.
P-A-I-S space. Enter. This is a test of JFW and Word period. This.
So we'll do the same thing. Letters first.
T A I S space I S space A T E S T.
And it's right there with me.
Oh.
Words.
This is a tip of J and word period.
Much quicker than 2.0 if you have used it.
And J of A is this. This is a test of JFW and word period.
All right, and what I'd like to do now is I will pause the tape while I go ahead and reboot. I'll bring this up in Windows NT. Let's do a side-by-side comparison there. You've just heard WordPad and Word. I'll do exactly the same thing under the NT environment with both of those programs. All right, I've made the switch and I'm back already. Hope that wasn't too long a wait for you. It didn't take long here. I've got the computer up and running in Windows NT. And I'm going to go ahead and start JAWS.
JAWS for Windows is ready. For screen sensitive help, press insert plus F1. For JAWS help keys or help in dialog boxes, press insert plus H. For a summary of Windows shortcut keys, press insert plus W. Taskbar.
And you should notice a lot of similarities between Windows 95 and NT, but you should notice that JAWS for Windows will perform exactly the same way. So let's go to the Start menu.
Start menu, demo.
And here I have at the top of the Start menu the word demo instead of demo apps, but it works with the same keystrokes and so forth. So I'll go P for programs.
P, accessories, programs.
And go into accessories.
Enter, hyperterminal.
And W for WordPad.
W, Windows NT Explorer. W, WordPad, enter, leaving menus, start button, document dash WordPad, edit.
So there were two things in the accessories menu that began with W, so I actually had to hit it twice to get to WordPad, unlike with 95. And let's just type.
E, A, F, A, F, space. Enter. This is test of JFW and WordPad period.
Not bad, except I left out a letter, huh?
Is test A space. This is a test of JFW and WordPad period.
That's better.
Oh.
See, I'm not a very fast typist. I'm trying to go as quick as I can so you can see this. Okay, let's try a letter at a time.
E-A-I-S-I-S-I-S-I-S-I-S-I-S-J-F.
Right there with me.
Oh. This is a tip of JPAN WordPad period. WordPad JFW of TA is this.
Very quick, very responsive. I'll exit out and we'll bring up Word.
All F4 WordPad dialog, save changes and JAWS. Start menu, demo, enter, calculator, W, leaving menus, start button.
I had Word underneath
Microsoft
demo.
Word dash document one, use insert plus the letter H for help in various dialog boxes. Document one, edit.
So all I had to do was open the start menu, enter on demo, hit a W and I landed in Word.
Enter. This is a test of JFW and Word period.
And I even got all the letters in there that time.
This JF.
So just as quick as it was in WordPad.
JFW. Oh, this is a test of JPAN Word period. Word period. JF of TA is this.
Very quick, very responsive. And I think that gives you a good example. And for the remainder of the tape, I will do primarily everything in 95. However, everything that I demonstrate in 95 is going to be able to be duplicated right in the NT environment. So bear that in mind as we move forward with the tape. Now we'll throw a tone on here and come back and take a look at software synthesizers. All right, in this section, I would like to demonstrate under Windows 95, the software synthesizers will start by bringing up JAWS for Windows, which I've already done in Windows 95. I'm gonna move right to the JAWS window, hitting an Alt tab.
JAWS.
And now I'll go to the language menu. Alt L.
Alt L, menu active, language, JAWS language submenu.
And at the bottom of this list, we can change synthesizers. I'll hit down arrow.
Synthesizer language submenu. Change synthesizer submenu.
That's what we want. I'll press enter.
Enter. FlexTalk.
And FlexTalk happens to be the first choice. And let's see what else we have.
DeckTalk Express checked.
All right. Right now we are running through the DeckTalk Express.
DeckTalk software.
But I also have DeckTalk software. That's the third choice here because those are the two I've got installed for. So let's press enter here and launch that. Now note that I'm not doing anything special with the Deck Express. I'm not going to have to turn it off, anything like that. Let's just press enter.
Leaving menus, JAWS.
And you could hear that the Deck Express actually tried to say the word enter when I hit it, and then it just stopped and the Deck Express software took over. So I'll bring up the start menu.
Start menu, demo app submenu.
And press down arrow. Let's see how it does.
JFW 2.0, JFW 3.0, Keynote Multimedia System, Program Submenu, Document, Settings, Finds, Help, Run.
Very responsive. It stays right with me for a software synthesizer. It's doing a great job. Let's bring up WordPad, take a look.
P, Accessories, Programs, Enter, Fax, W, Leaving Menus, Start Button, Document Dash WordPad, Edit. Enter. This is a sample of JFW and THE Deck Talk software synth period.
All right, a little spelling mistake there. Let's go over and fix it.
Is a sample of JFW and THH space E space. This is a sample of JFW and the Deck Talk software synth period.
That sounded a little better. So, as you noticed as I moved across, the response is quite good.
Home is a sample of JFW at the Deck Talk soft synth period.
Not quite as quick as a Deck Express, but it's getting better, and it's very, very good, very responsive. We see this as being a super option for folks wanting to get involved in the computer with a screen reader and not have to invest in a very expensive hardware synthesizer. We see these options as coming out and being much less expensive. And in addition, the portability is going to be great. To be able to pull out a laptop and not have to get a hardware synth out and hook it up, it's going to be just super. I'm going to switch back to the JAWS window, and let's take a look at FlexTalk.
JAWS.
Go to the language menu.
All L, menu active, language, JAWS language submenu.
C for change.
C, change synthesizer, FlexTalk.
And I'll just press enter there. FlexTalk takes a little longer to get started than the DeckTalk did.
Leaving menus JAWS.
And there's FlexTalk. Let's look at the start menu.
Start menu, demo app submenu, JFW 2, JFW 3.0, Keynote Multimedia System, Programs, Document, Settings submenu, Find sub, Help.
I'm just pressing down arrow and you can see it's interrupting, doing pretty good. So let's go ahead and hit Escape and close the start menu.
Start menu, demo app.
And I will Alt-Tab to WordPad.
Document WordPad.
And let's see how we do here with JAWS for Windows and FlexTalk.
Enter. This is a test of JFW and WordPad.
WordPad. I guess I left out a letter there, huh?
And. Period. This is a test of JFW and WordPad. WordPad, period. Blank, enter.
Let's see.
This is a test of JFW in WordPad. Let's see how it sounds with FlexTalk.
Responsive stays right with me.
This is a test of word. Let's see how it sounds with FlexTalk, period.
Very good. Stays right with it. All right, so that's a little sample in WordPad using DeckTalk and FlexTalk. We'll put a tone on here and we'll come back and we'll open up a DOS window and try software synthesizers in the DOS window. All right, I'm back. I've switched back to the DeckTalk software. I'm going to go ahead and bring up the start menu and programs. We'll go to an MS-DOS prompt.
Control Escape, start menu, demo app submenu.
P for programs.
P, accessories, programs.
And I'll just up arrow to get to MS-DOS prompt since I've got a lot of Microsoft things in here. It would take forever hitting M.
Windows messaging, Windows Explorer, the Microsoft MS-DOS prompt.
There it is. I'll press enter.
Enter, leaving menus, start button.
And let's see where we landed here.
C:\Windows >
And there we are. We have a DOS window open and JAWS for Windows speaking. So I'll do a directory.
D-I-R, enter.
And
C:\Windows >
root JAWS to PC.
And there's the JAWS cursor now in the DOS window. This is actually the mouse pointer.
25 left parent s right parent 862,453,760 bytes 3. 264 file left paren s right paren 14 million. Say XE 27, Eric CRD 327 zip home.
So here's a file, eric.crd. This is a sample file I use for card file.
Eric CR 327, 06-16-97, 942.
So it's very responsive. Let's move around a letter at a time.
Colon 42A space.
Very quick.
Eric, period. 940-03-C, Eric.
Now, you've also got the ability to use the functionality of JAWS for Windows in that DOS window for things like your find feature, your dictionary, frames, things like that. Let's also try to switch synthesizers here. So I will Alt-Tab and get to the JAWS window.
Alt-Tab, JAWS.
So there's the JAWS window, and I'll go to the language.
Alt-L. Menu active. Language. JAWS language submit.
And I'll change.
C. Change synthesizer. Flex talk.
And I'll switch.
Enter leaving menus JAWS.
Switch it to flex talk, and I'll Alt-Tab back to a DOS prompt.
Alt-Tab. MSDOS prompt. MSDOS prompt. PC cursor. C Windows. Root JAWS to PC. 25-0S-860-200-SAYEX-POME-SA-BXE-27000-06-20-412-T. Say period. SOI period.
Okay, so there we are with FlexTalk now speaking in the DOS window. We're just jumping back on the fly between them. You'll also be able to have support with your hardware synthesizer in here as well. If we're supporting it for the 32-bit, you'll be able to get that in here. Okay, in this section, I'd like to cover the keyboard manager. Got JAWS for Windows running now with the DeckTalk Express external. And I'm going to bring up Microsoft Word.
Start menu, demo apps, submenu, enter, calculator, W, Windows, W, Word, set, enter, leaving menus, start button, Microsoft Word, dash, document 1, document 1.
Now, the keyboard manager is a great way of reviewing the keystrokes associated with that program. And that's what we'll do is we've got a hotkey, it's on insert 8. You can use this anytime and it'll pop you into the keyboard manager right from where you are. So here it is, insert 8.
JAWS keyboard manager dash C colon backslash JFW backslash settings backslash new backslash windward dot JKM. List view, bold text control plus B windward common, 1 of 32.
All right, so we landed in the keyboard manager right inside the windward JAWS key map file. And we landed in a list of all the keystrokes or script names with keystrokes associated for this program. And we are on bold text.
Bold text.
And we can read the status line, which will show us what the synopsis of this is.
Selected text or entered text is made bold.
All right, and we could tell what the keystroke was by reading from the cursor to the right.
Bold text, control plus B, windward common.
All right, so it's control B. And let's look at documentation in a little more detail. If we want to really get some information about this keystroke, we do a control D. These are options out of the menus, by the way. You can go up to the menus and learn what they are, but it's control D for documentation.
Control D, script documentation dialog, script name colon edit, bold text.
Okay, so the script name was bold text.
Tab, synopsis colon edit, selected text or entered text is made bold.
All right, so this synopsis is something that we created, and as others create scripts and frames and so forth, they'll create their synopses. You also have a description.
Tab, edit. Uses the word control B command to turn on or off the bold.
All right, I silenced that. Then the description is a little more detail about this. Well, let's go ahead and read it.
Uses the word control B command to turn on or off the bold mode, comma, then searches the toolbar to see if it is on or off, period. The formatting toolbar must be visible in order to get the correct on slash off status, period.
Okay, so you got quite a bit of detail about it. And this information will also be seen in the key help in a little bit. We'll see how this information is used to give you your keyboard help. All right, let's press enter and take a look at another one.
Enter, list view, bold text, control plus B, windward common, 1 of 32, bold text.
Okay, put us right back into the list, and let's take a look at font.
F, find next highlight. F, font dialog.
Font dialog. Now see, because I'm in a list, I'm just hitting the first key to jump through the list because I know what I'm looking for, but I'll show you how we can look around a little differently in a minute. I'll bring up documentation.
Control D, script documentation dialog, script name colon edit, font dialog. Tab, synopsis colon edit, selected text or entered text will use this font. Tab, edit, dialog box lets you select the font comma, the style comma, and the point size period. It affects any text that is selected at that time comma or that is entered from the keyboard afterward period.
All right, so the font dialog, which was Control Shift F in Word. I hit Escape.
Font dialog.
Get out of there. Now, let's take a look at how to find a keystroke. Let's say we know a keystroke in Word, but we don't know what the script name might be. So I'll do a Control F for find.
Control F, find keystroke dialog, search for key colon hotkey.
And it's looking for me to just do the key here. So I'll do a Control I for italics.
Control plus I.
And press enter.
Enter, list view, italic text, Control plus I, Windward Common, 11 of 32.
And there it is, it lands right on it. I can read the synopsis.
Selected text or enter text is italicized.
Great, or I can go into the documentation and get more information about it. So what does this give you? A way of jumping into the key list and reading through it, and you can learn an awful lot about the application just by going through these different keystrokes and seeing what they're for. So many people out there trying to use apps just don't know the keystrokes for the applications, and we're going to try and give it to you. Let's take a look at one more. Do a Control F for find keystroke.
Control F, find keystroke dialog, search for key colon, search for key colon hotkey.
And I know we have one on insert F7, so I'll push that.
Insert plus F7, enter, list view, spell check script, insert plus F7, Windward Common, 30 of 30.
All right, let's see the documentation.
Control D, script documentation dialog, script name colon edit, spell check script, tab, synopsis colon edit, reads and spells the misspelled word in the spell checker.
And I'll go into the description here.
Tab, reads and spells the quote not in dictionary quote word in the spell checker, comma, and the suggested replacement word if there is one, period. Also catches the quote capitalization quote end, quote double word quote messages, period. The verbosity setting reduces the amount of text spoken, period.
All right, so there's some good details under description that may not be in synopsis, so you can get a little more information out of it. And that gives us a little overview. We'll come back and look at some more things about the keyboard manager, because there are ways of adding keystrokes. If you didn't like insert F7 and you wanted to put it on an additional one, it's very simple to do. We'll do that a little bit later, perhaps in this demo or on another demo tape. And also, you can change keystrokes. So not just add it to something, but you can actually change it from one to the other or delete it. It's very simple to do. All right, in this section, I would like to show you some things about the new, or revised, I guess, keyboard help from JAWS for Windows. Now, I'm still in Microsoft Word, and I've got the JAWS for Windows 3.0 with Deck Express. So I turn on the keyboard help with an insert 1.
Keyboard help on.
And it lets me know if it's on or off. Use the same keystroke to turn it off. And let's now push some keystrokes like Control B.
Control plus B, bold text. Selected text or entered text is made bold.
So it first reports the keystroke, and then it reads what was actually the synopsis. If I do the B, Control B twice in a second.
Uses the word Control B command to turn on or off the bold mode, comma, then searches the toolbar to see if it is on or off, period. The formatting toolbar must be visible in order to get the correct on slash off status, period.
It read the description to me, so you can get synopsis by just doing the keystroke, or if you want more details, do the keystroke twice within a second. Let's take a look at Control I.
Control plus I, italic text, selected text or entered text is italicized.
How about insert F7?
Insert plus F7, spell check script, reads and spells the misspelled word in the spell checker.
All right. Now, JAWS for Windows recognizes those keystrokes as being keystrokes specific to this application. It will also pick up on default keystrokes if there isn't something to override it. So, such as, let's see, how about insert up arrow?
Insert plus up arrow, say line, says the line at the cursor.
All right, so that's our JAWS command on the desktop layout for say line. So these things will, JAWS knows which application you're in, knows which keys to give you the proper help messages for in that specific case. Let's take a look at an example of that with control down arrow, which by default reads or says current control. But when I do control down arrow here in Word with the key help on.
Control plus down arrow, control down arrow, moves to next paragraph or says current control.
Moves to next paragraph or says current control. Let's do it twice.
Moves to the next paragraph, comma, or says the current item in the dialog, comma, or moves down in the list box without moving the selection, period.
So it gives us much more detail. And it is specific to Word, but it also applies in dialog boxes a little differently, so it gives you a couple of different ways. So that's a little bit on the keyboard help. And that's the end of side one. If you would, please fast forward to tape and flip it over for side two.